Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our service today. If you are a visitor, a particular warm welcome to you, and if you're watching online as well, you are very much part of our service whenever you watch it. Now, today is a little bit different because we, every so often, about a couple of times a year, we do something called Seminar Sunday. And that's what it is today. So the way this works, for those of you who haven't been to Seminar Sunday before, is we're going to be here together for about 20 minutes. We're going to do a little bit of worship together. And then we're going to go out to continue worshipping in a whole range of different seminars. So that's how it's going to work this morning. And it's all, you're never quite sure how this sort of morning pans out. So bear with us and we'll... I'm sure there'll be something for everybody with that. Today is a day where actually many people celebrate the darkness, isn't it? So as we begin our worship today, we're going to celebrate the light. And we're going to celebrate the fact that Jesus is the light. And we're going to sing a couple of songs and just have a bit of reflection in between of just what that means to us. So I'd love to invite you to stand, and we're going to just say together just this verse from John 8:12, which is what Jesus said of himself. And I suggest in a moment we say it together and then just have a pause and reflect a little bit on what that means to you today. So Jesus said, let's say it together, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And so thank you, Lord, for that promise that actually we don't have to walk in darkness, but that you bring light to us and you bring light to your whole world. And as we come to worship you now, we worship you, the light of the world. We thank you for what that means, for the light that you've brought to our lives, for the light that you bring to our communities, for the light that you bring to our worlds. We worship you.
Start with the chorus, please. So here I am to worship.
Altogether wonderful to me, the world.
And we thank you, Lord, that your light coming into the world meant you dying on a cross for us, that we might know life, that we might know forgiveness, that we might know the resurrection hope. We thank you for dying for us. We're sorry where we have let you down. We're sorry where we've not lived as you wanted us to live. But we thank you that with you there is forgiveness and there is hope. And not only that, but you promise that you will be with us and that therefore we don't fear. Let's say this verse together, shall we? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I be afraid? And I want to just encourage you as you read those words to just perhaps think, is there something that you want to ask God's courage for today? Is there something in your life where, or your family's life, or your friend's life, where you want to pray for God's light to come and banish the darkness? Let's just pray those prayers for ourselves, pray those prayers for our families, pray those prayers for our communities, that God's light would come in and that actually he'd protect us from danger. Is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And our next song, especially for our young people here, we'd love you to join in with the actions. And Helen and George, where's George? Going to come and show us the way. We're going to be singing a song which reminds us that actually we don't have to fear, that we don't have to worry, that God gives us our peace because Jesus is our lighthouse. So up you come, you two. And we're going to sing My Lighthouse.
Save to shore.
do take a seat. Thank you, my wonderful assistants. And that song just talked about He will keep us safe in the storms. And again, I just want to invite you, before we say the Lord's Prayer together, to just think of one person that you know who is going through a difficult time at the moment, someone who's going through a storm. And just in the quietness of your own hearts before God, I want to lift that person up and pray for them, that they would know God's presence, that they would know peace in the stormy waters of life. And so together we say the prayer that our Saviour taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to invite those who are going to be leading a seminar to come up to the front now. And they're going to share a little bit of what, thank you to you, Helen, yeah, a little bit of what is going on. So here is the list of seminar choices. Let's start with the top. So, Jasmine, up you come. So this one's going to be in church.
So we're going to be looking at the question of where is God in all the suffering? And we're going to be looking at it on two levels. Firstly, how do we process our suffering in a godly and biblical way? And also, how do we help other people to process suffering and deal with the question, is God loving even if they're suffering in the world?
So just a small topic for that one in the church. And Jasmine hasn't got all the answers, but she's really brilliant at helping us reflect on big questions like this. Paul, up you come. Coming to God in the silence and stillness.
In my 30 seconds, Dave, I want to give a little illustration. Silence and stillness is not easy. Here's my silence, and I'd love it to be like that, but it's all like that. And let's come to the stillness, how to be still. It's so difficult because my life is going round and round, not just outside me. My mind is like monkeys, tree of monkeys. And the third one here, well, actually, it's just to say we are so fragmented. If anyone is not fragmented, please let me know why not. But the wonderful thing is this. Things can happen, not least, I think, when you come and you're just in the silence and in the stillness. And I'm only hoping this is going to work. My grandchildren always see through this one, but I think it's going to. So when you become still, when you become a bit more silent, I'm talking about silence within, stillness within, because often we don't get it out there. What happens? Let's just see. Dave, you have a holy breath. Breathe. Well done. He's done it. There we are. Oh. There we are. So, in our seminar, my last 5 seconds, in our seminar, we're going to be saying YBH. Anyone know what that stands for? Yes, but how? Yes, but how? So, this seminar may just be the one, not just that you fear, but one that you need. Thank you, Dave, so much. Thank you.
So if you want a bit of reflection and some magic tricks and some silence, then Paul's going to be in the yellow room, which is the second room down the corridor, the big room next to the office down the corridor there. Helen.
So in the hall for all the children, we're going to have a light party, and we're going to be thinking about how Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And we've got games and refreshments and a video and... yeah, we're just going to have lots of fun. Grown-ups are welcome to join us as well if they'd like to. So
that's in the hall down the corridor there. Anya.
Hello, everyone. Me and Barry are going to be talking about God and his created environment and how we can live out God's word and the Bible's word, and discussing what the church says about it today and how we might be able to sort of put that into our lives and the church here.
Brilliant. Thank you, Anya. So particularly timely with COP26 starting today. Now, if you want to go and find out about faith in the environment and what that means for our lives, Anya and Barry are in the blue room, which is the first room here down the corridor there. And that leaves me, who's just going to be, I'll have only a small group in the foyer, because we can only fit a few in. Particularly, I'm going to be sharing, for anyone who's new, a little bit more about who we are as St. Andrew's and All Saints and what goes on here, if you would like to know more. So they're the five different seminars. You can go wherever you want, but you can only go to one, I'm afraid. While you're having a little think about that, we've got another note. Thank you, guys. We've got another notice, which is going to be given by Val. No, by Helen.
So you might have seen on the church mailing that we're looking at doing some reverse Advent calendars. So whereas you'd normally have an Advent calendar that starts on the 1st of December and leads up to Christmas, we are doing it the other way round. We're starting at the beginning of November and ending up at the beginning of December. And what we would like people to do is, instead of buying something for yourself, is that you have a bag and you fill it with things that are gifts for people. So it might be something like drinking chocolate or crisps or dog biscuits, just things that will fill the bag. So basically for 24 days that you put an item in the bag each day, and at the end of the time we will use these bags to bless families or people who are living on their own who are who don't have much. It might be some of our CAP families, it could be some people we know from the pantry, it might be church families, but anybody that we know that we can bless with some Christmas goodies, so Christmas cakes, puddings, all that sort of thing. Thank you. There's some bags in there. If you want to know more, ask me or Val or Liz.
Thank you. A couple of other things. You might have noticed the baptism pool. We've not got a baptism this morning. We're going to be a small, quiet service for John Booth this afternoon, just because he needed a quiet service for his baptism. And then this evening at 6 o'clock, which anyone's invited to, Lucy Horwood is getting baptised in here. We're hoping the water will be hot enough by then. Men's breakfast on Saturday, this coming Saturday, we've got a speaker, a friend of mine, is going to come and talk about midlife crisis or calling. You don't have to be having a midlife crisis to come, but he's going to be sharing some of his story and how he's encountered God in that. 8:30 at Wetherspoons, Saturday morning. And just a reminder that on the 14th of November too, we're having a sort of hospitality Sunday where we're inviting people to offer to guests, be a guest or be a host, to share food at their house, and Val and others are going to pair people up. If you'd like to sign up to be a guest or to host people as a way of getting to know people in this time, then do sign up on the list on the welcome desk at the end. So just a reminder, they're the different activities going on now. We won't come back here. We'll go straight to the hall for coffee afterwards, and seminars will finish about 12:45 with that. So let me say a final prayer, and then do feel free to head off to wherever you would like to go. So Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to just share on these different subjects, and we pray for each of those leading seminars that you would bless them, and each of us as we go along to them, that you would draw us closer to you, that this would continue to be an act of worship this morning, as we learn more of what it means to live in your world, to be the people you've called us to. And we pray your blessing on each and every one of us now, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Off you go. Have fun, and we'll see you in the hall for coffee later.